Okay, well, I say today's daf is daf Nun Tes. We're holding at the very top of Nun Tes Chomer Aleph, where the Gemara gives the Ibayis Eima another teret to the Gemara's Kasha of yesterday. What was the Gemara's Kasha yesterday? We had a machloikis yesterday in the Gemara between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Yossi HaGlili, and the machloikis had to deal with the putting of the dam on the four koronois of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So what did it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah, we only brought one daya, which was an anonymous Tanakama. However, in the Gemara, we brought a Braisa, a Machloikis of Akiva, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, and the Tanakama of the Mishnah is exactly Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, because they say word for word the same. What did they say? So let's take just a quick look at Nun Ches Amud Beis, middle of the Amud, where the Gemara begins Tanu Rabbanon, right after the two dots. Tanu Rabbanon Hischil Mechate Beyoyin Mehechan Hoyem Maschil. The Kohen Gadol has finished all of the Hazoyis Lefnai VeLefnim. He's finished all the Hazoyis in front of the Paroiches. He's Viyotzel LeMizbeach. He goes to the Mizbeach now to apply the dam on the four Kronois. Mehechan Hoyem Maschil. Where did he start from? Mikher Mizrachis Droimis, Droimis Marovis, Marovis Tzvoinis, Tzvoinis Mizrachis, Divrei Reb Akiva. So Reb Akiva says we start with Mizrachis Droimis. Remember, the reason why we do it on Droimi is because, according to Reb Akiva, like most of the Tanoim, there were two curtains, two Peroichesim, and the first Peroiches that you entered through to get into the Kodesh Kodashim was on the Tzad Hadroimi, on the southern wall. So leaving that southern side and walking towards the Mizbeach, you get initially to the Ma'arovis Troimis, that would be the southwestern corner. The reason why you don't apply blood to the southwestern corner is because the Gemara said yesterday, it said in the Pasuk, V'yasel Mizbeach. So even though normally the din of Ein Mavirin on the mitzvahs, just move ahead to the Mizrachis Troimis. That was not a problem. The problem is that now, what are the next three? After Mizrachis Droimis, says Rabbi Kiva, we continue on to Droimis Ma'arovis. That means you are leaving the southeastern corner, walking back towards where you were standing before, backtracking, and you walk now to Droimis Ma'arovis. This is now the southwestern corner. So, yes, it's talking true. The Gemara said, "Name Avi Lamitzus." Yeah, else is good. What was bothering the Gemara yesterday was that he's going counterclockwise. Now, let me not use clockwise counterclockwise because people get confused, including me. Let's just talk about going derech yamin or derech smol. Normally, when you're doing any avoda in connection with the mizbeach, we have the famous rule of Rami by Yecheskel called Pinoy Shata Poina Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yamin. You're supposed to go to the right. Here, Rabbi Kiva says you go to the left, because standing at Mizrachis Droimis, if he was going right, he would go ahead towards the Mizrachis Tzvoinis. He would go from southeast to northeast. By going now to southwest, he has turned left. You're not supposed to go left, you're supposed to go right. And that was the Gemara's Kasha of yesterday. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, on the other hand, he taka holds you go right. He says you start Mikeren Mizrachis Tzvoinis, that's the northeastern corner, and from northeast he says you proceed to Tzvoinis Marovis, to northwest. Oh, if you're walking from northeast, going towards northwest, then you're walking to the right. And so therefore the Gemara is saying is that according to Rabbi Akiva you walk to the left, according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili you're walking to the right. Don't we have a problem? What is the problem? The problem is that Rami Bar Yecheskel said you're always supposed to go to the right, not to the left.
Rabbi Yossi also backtracks.
Everybody backtracks because of the Ein Mavirin on Mitzvahs. However, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says we go to the right. Well, according to Rabbi Akiva, we go to the left. So, more ask. Doesn't Rabbi Akiva hold of Rami Bar Yecheskel that you're supposed to go to the right? So the Gemara said five lines from the bottom of the Yomit, six lines. Everybody holds Rami Bar Yecheskel, but they all hold Rami Bar Yecheskel out in the Azara. The question is what they hold inside the Heichal. Marasav Yofin and Pinim Michutz, Marasav Yofin and Pinim Michutz. That was one teretz. Everyone had some further discussion in Mavirin. We go now to the top of Nun Tes Omer Aleph. Again, what we're trying to do is reconcile Reb Akiva with Rami Bar Yecheskel. The Rami Bar Yecheskel says you always go to the right, and here Reb Akiva says you go to the left. If you hold that to get to the other side of the Mizbeach, you have to physically walk to the other side and go around the four corners, just like by the Mizbeach Achitzon that you dab each one of the corners with. But if you hold that the same thing applies to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then Hakov Beregel, everybody you have to go and do exactly like Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yalfin and Pnimi Chutz. One man, the other says a kof is biyad. What's meant a kof is biyad? Since we're talking about such a small, little mizbeach, think of the big mizbeach that we have in the times of the David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech. We're talking about a huge mizbeach. Mizbeach that was at the top 24 by 24, 28 by 28, all the way in the bottom 32 by 32, at fully 32, you don't have the aside in two sides. It's huge, huge. You're talking about now the small Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's all of one by one on top, one amma by one amma. Twice, about half of this table on top. And it's two ammas from the ground. Approximately 4 feet from the ground. Half of the stable is the Mizbeach HaPnimi, more or less. And that being the case, if you want to go and put on blood, you don't have to go and walk all the way around the Gan Tzakofis. You can do it biyad. One man the Yama holds that you do Hakof biyad. Who's that one man the Yama? That's Rabbi Kiva. Umar Sava Hakof Beregel. And since Rabbi Kiva holds Hakof biyad, the din of Kolpina Shatapoina Ainli El Yamin is if you're walking. But if you allow your fingers to do the walking, then the halacha doesn't apply. This din of going Liamin doesn't apply. You can do it small Liamin. After all, he's not moving anyway. He's just standing in one place, putting here, putting there. So therefore,
can he use both hands?
He cannot use both hands. It has to be on the right hand. On the right hand. Now, yeah, I know. He's looking at me. You're 100% right. Good. Yes.
So he does pass. He walks past, obviously. So he stops in the south.
This is the Mizbeach HaPnimi.
Yeah.
Small little Mizbeach. He has now walked all the way from the Paroiches towards the Mizbeach HaPnimi.
Right.
First, one second, slightly. The first one he has over here, this would be the southwestern corner.
Right.
Normally he'd put it over here, Eimavirin Litzvis, but the Yotzel Mizbeach.
Right.
So you know what he has to do? He stands over here, and he reaches out to this one over here. Reaches out, doesn't move, stands.
I thought he would walk all the way over to you.
Let's look at the Lashon HaMishnah, fifth line from the top of the Amid. We're not talking about a Rekiva now. Fifth line, Nun Ches Amid Beis, Noyach Amid Beis, five lines to the top. You see Rebbe Lezer Oimer?
Yeah.
What does he say? I can't tell you the Bavli Shai. Ah, b'mkayma ya'aymei. He was standing in his place. He didn't move. He just stood where he was. Umisham, he would go and balkun. You know, and he stuck out his hands here, there, everywhere. He just stood on one place. You're right, but because he wanted to see convincing words that he didn't move, I'm showing you a blessing. We're going to bring Rebbe Lezer another line or two in the Gemara. Anyway, this Rebbe Kiva holds. He didn't move. He just stood over here. Stood up, put down the foot.
But if he stood before he passed the entire Mizbeach, he didn't fulfill the requirement of Yatzah.
So apparently the Gemara holds the Yatzah Mizbeach is sufficient if he gets close to the Mizbeach and he's able to wave and touch it and say hello to it, but that's already enough. After the Yatzah Mizbeach literally doesn't mean that he passed the Mizbeach. That's according to the Tanakhama. That's why we have Rebbe Lezer. And that's why we have Yeboi Yaseima.
The Yatzah Mizbeach.
Who is this?
Shmuel.
Shmuel Yamoira. We're now talking about the Tanoim, Reb Akiva, and we're talking about Reb Yossi Aglili. According to Reb Akiva, at this moment the Gemara holds, he does not have to go around the Mizbeach, he doesn't have to go beyond the Mizbeach, he gets close to the Mizbeach, and he takes out his Mizrak, he takes his right finger, and he's machate the yoyrid first on the outer one, and then the inner one, to the left, and then to the right. Anyway, because of the fact that he's not actually walking, he's just allowing his fingers to do the walking, guess what the din is? We do not learn like Rabbi Bayechaskel, because there's nothing to. Rabbi Bayechaskel is talking about walking around. Here he's staying in one place. That Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosef Glili, however, disagrees. Rabbi Yosef Glili says he did walk around. And since he walked around, that's why you have to go liyamin and not go this way. Everybody agrees a kafa biyad. Even Rabbi Yosef Glili. Oh. But Rabbi Yosef Glili says you go to the right, not to the left. Whether you learn the hilchos kolpinish atapoyna ein el yamin, is this only halacha that applies to regel, or does it also apply to yad? Says Rabbi Akiva, this is a regel din that when you're walking, you got to be poyna yamin. Says Rabbi Yosef Glili, no, it's a yad v'regel din, and therefore don't distinguish between one and the other. The mother said, "Whoa, one second! The son Rabbi Yosef Glili, a kafa biyad." V'miktoni seifa Reb Leza oimim mkoimayo oimim de machate. What we were just looking at a moment ago. Mechlal detanakama lois virale. After all, there's a machloikis in our Mishnah. The Tanakama says v'yotel mizbeach, nofik lekulim mizbeach, mitshmul. Everything that you've said, accurate. You got to go all the way around the mizbeach, and you got to go with mechata v'yoyde mehechonu maschel mizroches svoynis marovis. Who's the one that's mechadish that you don't walk around? That's Rebbe Lezer b'mekoyimay hoyo oimed. Now, who's the unnamed Tanakama? Unnamed Tanakama is Rabbi Yosi Aglili. How do I know? Because what does the Tanakama say? Starting on line 2, yesterday's Amud Beis, Mehechanu Maschil, Mikeren, Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Okay, remember that. Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Let's get down to Tana Rabbanan, middle of the Amud. Tana Rabbanan, Hischel Mechata V'yoyred. Initially we have Rabbi Akiva. Skip 2 lines. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Mikeren, Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Well, 1 second. Did we say that before? Yeah, the top line, 2nd line. Mehechonu Maschel, Mikeren, Mizrachis Tzvoinis. And what did Rabbi Yosi Aglili say? Mikeren, Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Oh, and what's the next one? Tzvoinis Marovis. He also says Tzvoinis Marovis. Marovis, he also says Marovis Tzvoinis. Tzvoinis Marovis. Mamish, word for word. Tanakama, that's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So if Rabbi Yosi Aglili is saying that you stand in one place and all you have to do is dab the four corners, don't move, just be yad. So what's Rebbe Lezer coming to tell you? B'mkoy ma'ya oimid. Rebbe Yosef Glili should say, Rebbe Lezer, why are you adding that? That's what I hold too. I didn't say differently. I also hold b'mkoy ma'ya oimid. But the fact that Rebbe Lezer felt that it was necessary to make that statement, that I'm standing on ceremony and I'm not moving, I'm standing. Seitz Chos Rebbe Lezer understood that Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the unnamed anonymous Tana of our Mishnah, Tanakam of our Mishnah, hold that in fact he walked around. Ah, you just said now that Rabbi Yosi Aglili agrees with Rabbi Kiva that it was a kafa biyad. Says Imar, you're right. I withdraw my comment. I withdraw this teretz. So getting back to Imar,
what's the speech between the Tanakama / Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Eliezer then?
Okay, so one second. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili akafu biyad. Well, when Tani said Rabbi Eliezer mekayim hayu oimed mechate mechal the Tanakama lo yisvirulei ela machvar tekedeshnina meyikar. That what is the machloikis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili? Mar sav akafu biyad umar sav akafu beregel. Machloikis is like we said at the top of the Amud, the first teretz that we began today, whether in fact it's a kof biyad or a kof beregel. That according to Reb Yosi Haglili, who's the Tanakam of our Mishnah, he learns like Brother Shai with Shmuel that says it's got to be the Yotzel Mizbeach, Adenovik Meikuloi Mizbeach, and therefore you have to go beyond the Mizbeach, and you have to do it beregel. That's what he holds. The other man, the Yama, holds that it's vakof biyad. All you have to do is stand next to the mizbeach and stretch out your hands 4 times. 3 stretches a little bit more. 1 stretch is a little bit less because you're standing there, but you don't have to move beyond the mizbeach. Who else holds this halacha vakof biyad? That's Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer agrees to this svar. So therefore, according to this teretz of the Gemara, both Rebbe Kiva and and Rav Elazar hold b'mkoymoy ha'yoymed. Rav Yosi Aglili, who's the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, holds that he was not b'mkoymoy ha'yoymed, but he in fact did dance around the takofa around the mizbeach. Yes.
Does Rav Elazar hold that the entrance to the parochas was on the north or on the south?
I don't see that he discusses that.
I'm saying, but since he's saying that the hazos on the Mizbeach HaPnimi started from the northeastern corner.
Rav Elazar said that.
Rav Elazar and Rav Yosi Aglili. The question is Hakafa Biyar, Hakafa Beregel.
One second.
I'm confused. I'm trying to clarify.
Let's go in the fourth line of the Mishnah. Rav Elazar Oimem Kaimayo Oimed Humachate.
So it seems like in the locations he seems to be agreeing with the Tanakhama. He's disputing.
It would seem to be just by the fact that he doesn't say anything. It sounds like he holds like Tanakhama.
He concedes like the Tanakhama.
Correct. Exactly.
And Rabbi Akiva is the one who's saying he starts from the opposite direction on the southeast corner, not the northeast corner.
Correct.
And so there's two things here. One is where they start, and do they do it by hand or by foot?
Correct.
So each of these Yiboyseim is jumping around, is circling back and forth, whether it's which of these qualities they're disputing.
Exactly.
Is this at all related to where the entrance to the curtains were? Because it seems like we said yesterday, we were talking about that the reason that they're starting it from the north to south side is because where do they hold the curtains?
Absolutely correct.
So is Rabbi Elazar / and Rabbi Yosi Aglili agreeing that the entrance to the parochas, there was one parochas with an entrance only on the north edge?
Yes, that seems to be the case.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So when he's omade and he's not walking around, he can do it in any order that he wants?
No. Chas v'shalom.
I'm asking.
I know, so I'm answering you. The order that he had to do, according to Reb Akiva, who's the one that he said Hakofa Biyad, says Reb Akiva in the Braisa, where he had to start from, was the Keren Mizrachis Dreimus. You're coming out of the... Here's your Heichol, or Kodesh Kodoshim. He's walking out. He hits now the Mizbech. Doesn't literally hit it.
Right.
But he stands here. According to Rebbe Lezer, and especially according to Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says he's standing here. What should he do? I would have thought he should go and dab this side first, because that's where he's standing.
Right.
Said the Gemara yesterday, no. Skip this one and go to this one. But not that you should walk over. His fingers do the walking. He stands here, he reaches over, puts dam over here. And then he puts his hand back, and he goes over here. Okay? And then he continues on this way and that way.
In Sukkah, we said Rosh of Arubo have to be in the Sukkah. Here, suddenly, according to Rabbi Akiva, we're saying that the body not being fully beyond the Mizbeach is a fulfillment of the Yatzah. It seems inconsistent. We say elsewhere in Halacha, Rosh of Arubo, that's a person. A Kohen going into a bias with Saras, if it's just his nose, or, you know, not yet. It's always the whole body. Here suddenly we're saying, Nishkeferlach, he can stand next to Mizbeach, reach over, and he fulfills the requirement of the Yatza. It seems inconsistent.
Can I ask you, what's the definition of the word Yatza?
Exit, he exits.
El?
El.
Yatza El?
Two.
So you exit to the Mizbeach. So you're now leaving the Heichol, not the Heichol, you're leaving the space in front of the Parochas, you're exiting that, and you're entering into that new sphere called El HaMizbeach, to the Mizbeach. To the Mizbeach, does that have to mean Ad V'Ad V'Chlal all the way around?
That's my question. It's the Dalai Lama, so to speak.
Exactly.
You
get to the Mizbeach, and you're able to touch it.
It's not Yatza entirely, fully...
Exactly. Beautiful.
So good. Just remind me, for what makes the applications, the bar one she does... downward motion.
That we have to now go back to the Mishnah.
I'm just trying to remember how.
I love you. Let's look at Reb Elazar in the Mishnah. Reb Elazar, fourth line. Reb Elazar Oimer, the Mekoymayim Oimer, Umechate, Va'al Kulon Hayenoisen Melmata Lemala. And all three out of the four, he did it from upwards, this way. The reason is because if you are standing this way and you're putting it up this way, there's no chance that the blood is going to go down the sleeves. if anything, the blood is going to spill to the ground because you're going up this way. That's fine. But now if he goes right next to him, right next to where you're standing, there he had to go and do it. That was mechati v'yored. So kulamay noisim lata l'mala chutz mizu shoyis v'fonav shi noisim l'mala l'mata. There he went downwards instead of going upwards. Okay? You're very welcome. So now, Baruch Hashem, after having gone through these gyrations back and forth, the Gemara concludes, Machbarta kishaninun meyikora mar sover hakofa biyad. That's Rabbi Akiva. Since it's hakofa biyad, there is no din of kolpino shata poina eina eliyamin, and that's why he's able to go backtrack, as Brother Shai says, and therefore you don't have to worry about right. You can even go left. Umar Sabin Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Chas v'shalom hakof b'regli, you gotta walk around. Now the question is, why does he hold hakof b'yad, and why does he hold hakof b'regli? So the Vilna Goyim takes out the words v'yibayis eima, and he continues on with a vav, u'bahaka miflegi. And therefore this is just a further enhancement an explanation of the machlekes. Ubahaka miflegi mar sover sover de mizbeach pnini kisover de mizbeach achitzoy. We know that when it talks about the kavanas that you do out in the Azara, it says that you're supposed to do the zrikos amizbeach soviv, and we know that soviv doesn't literally mean that you have to go and splash all over all four sides. You do shtayim shein arba, and that's already enough a fulfillment of soviv. Here, tuma mizbeach apanimi, it also uses the term soviv, where Rashi says, dechsivvei, Alkanis HaMizbeach Soviv, which is in Parshas Achrimois, Ve'ikra Tezayin, Achrimois. So we learn Soviv from Soviv. Not necessarily with a Zeir Shava, but rather, perhaps, just like I see the Soviv HaMizbeach, same type of Soviv HaMizbeach over here too. What do you mean, just like over here and just like over there? Just like over there, you have to go Arum and Arum, Idum et Agam Tzakofa, Mar Soviv HaSoviv HaMizbeach, Primi, Ki Soviv HaMizbeach Achitzayin. They're just like when you are applying the blood to the of the Korban Chatas to the four Koronis on the Mizbeach Achitzayin, you're physically walking around Halacha Beregel Hakofa Beregel. Same thing over here, Mar Soviv Kulim Mizbeach Panimi is also you have to do Kofa Beregel. Mar Soviv, the second man Yama holds Kulim Mizbeach Panimi Bimokim Choda Keren the Mizbeach Achitzayin Koi. What does that mean? The entire Mizbeach HaPanimi is connected one Karen from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. In which respect? Well, what do you mean? Says Rashi, B'mokim chod Karen sha Karen shel Chitzayin Amma al Amma. When we were learning about the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and all of the different from 32 to 30 to 28 to 24, all the different shurim, we discovered that each Karen up above on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin was one Amma square. Amma al Amma. Guess what? The entire Mizbeach HaPanimi down below is Amma al Amma. So you could think of the entire Mizbeach HaPanimi as just being one little corner, one little keren of the huge Mizbeach HaChitzay. That being the case, when you came to a keren of the Mizbeach HaChitzay, did you walk around that keren when you wanted to put blood on it? No, you stood next to the keren and you applied the blood. When you wanted to go to the next keren, then you moved on. But when you're just at one particular Karen, you don't have to walk Akof and Berek, Akof and Biyad, you just stand there and you apply the blood. Says this Mandiyamah, the Mandiyamah that holds Akof and Biyad, which is Reb Akiva, that the ganze Mizbeach, they're clenching a Mizbeach. We talk about it, Mizbeach. The size of that Mizbeach was like a Karen of the Mizbeach Achitza. Therefore, you don't have to walk around, you just apply the blood from where you're standing. The ganze Marsev, Akul Mizbeach, Panim and Mokim, Choda Karen the Mizbeach, Chitzen Koin. Good. Tanya. Amr Bishmar. Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Nishtairu B'Mikdash. There were two Kohanim Gedolim that were left over. Our Gemara says B'Mikdash Rishayin. Notice that the Gra takes out the Rishayin. Perhaps he holds a Mikdashayini, but he doesn't say. So there were two Kohanim Gedolim left over from the Alter Tzaten from the Mikdash Rishayin. Z'oyim B'Yodi Hekafti. V'Z'oyim B'Ragli Hekafti. Rabbi Shmuel lived apparently at the end of the Mikdash Rishon time, perhaps during the 70 years, between Migdash Rishon and Migdash Sheni. Perhaps he already lived in the beginning of the Migdash Sheni, and these two Kahanim Gedolim had great longevity and they lived into the time of the Migdash Sheni. Or maybe it's not talking Migdash Sheni, and therefore we're really talking about post Migdash Sheni. It doesn't make a difference. Bottom line is, Rabbi Shmuel was able to interview both of these Kahanim Gedolim and ask them, what did you do on Yom Kippur? Ze'oimer biyadi hekafti. I went around the Mizbeach HaPanimi with those four Hazo'is, four Nesinas Dam. Biyad, I didn't walk around, I just had my fingers doing the walking. Ze'oimer biragli hekafti. I said, oh no, I walked around. Each one explained his position. Like we said before, the Kohen Gadol says, I've done so many kabbanis chatas mizbeach chitzay, and I always walk around. So here too, I walk around. This is a chatas. This is chatois panimiyos, chatois chitzoyos. But they're the same. The Torah says sovit. So I walked around. He said, how can you compare? This is a little dwarf, a midget compared to the huge Mizbeach Achitzoyim. And so therefore, just like when I'm standing by the Keren in the Mizbeach Achitzoyim, I don't start walking around and jumping up and down. I just stay in one place and I apply the blood. Here too, the Mizbeach Apnimi, the whole thing is the size of one Keren. Now before we continue on, Barry, I'll entertain your question in a moment.
Sure.
We have to understand how there were two Kehanim Gedolim living at the same time. Isn't it always a rule that if the Kohen Gadol is alive and kicking, we allow him to continue until 120? So how come there are two Kehanim Gedolim left?
He went to the Shuk and an Arab spit on in his garment.
And what happened?
As his brother took over, that was the Kibbutz.
Who was that? Ben Kibchas. Very good. Beautiful. And the teretz that you just gave now is the teretz that Rabbeinu Hananel gives. He doesn't say it in the graphic terms with the case that you gave, but he says taka the same thing. Now the question is trying to find it, because, okay, my Gemara here, it's the left-hand margin, and it's smack halfway down, where the line begins, Tanya Shnei Kehanim Nishtayru Shishim Shul. Everybody see that?
Yes.
And if you don't see it, then go to another cut. You have it?
He wrote Kerry.
Oh, so it wasn't the master that somebody spit on him. But claim the ear Kerry Yechamehem. V'nechnas Hashayni V'shimish Ta'achtav. V'nishtayru Shnei. So Baruch Hashem, both of them are still alive and kicking the times of Yishmael. And everything is wunderbar.
Not even the ear Kerry when he's in fall to sleep the whole night and
before
keeping
him up. Kasha Namasa.
Or it could be like an Arab shuk. Maybe Rabbi Hananel says carry. Maybe it means a mikra instead of a carry.
It wasn't a mikra lila, but it was a mikra.
Yeah, and it's interesting. He asked a question because he might have said before that one of the nisim that constantly was in the base midrash that Kohen Gadol never saw carry. This is Mr. Shvet. Maybe he doesn't have that gear, something more. Anyway, so that's question one. Then there's another question. What's the other question? We have in Chazal, it says that until the times of Hillel, there were no machloikas in Klai Yisrael. Came Hillel, then the first machloikas came, the Gabi Hilcha Smicha. And this, if it's at the end of Mikdash Rishon, this is many, many, many years before. And we're saying there's already a machloikas then. A machloikas between Kohen Gadol 1 and Kohen Gadol 2. Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva were later generations, but this machloikas already apparently was in earlier generations, and they're just, if you will, repeating it and incorporating it as part of their Lashonis. So the Tosfos Yeshanim asks this question. Now the question is to find the Tosfos Yeshanim because it's a little bit printed out of place. Okay. So my Gemara here, it's on the right hand margin, first wide line on the top, on the bottom. And Yosef ben Yezer is, of course, later on. Aye, but if the Gavishmicha b'soif shniya, that was b'soif shniya. That was the end of the second Mitzvah here. First one like that, and Kais Yishan was b'soif shniya. The Iftzel Lavoi, the Ilu Halcham Mashma Difligu Bam Mikdash Rishon. This is already much earlier. That smicha is b'soif shniya. This is Mikdash Rishon. I Makafa Shmi Hakafa. The Yad Beregel. Hayne Nami Putkin Rebbe Kibur Beisig Living. Shema im hoyu boin laminyan yechol lehaskel emes. Inami. Ikur the second time. I oved hachi oved. I oved hachi oved. Le Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, if you will, doesn't take sides in this machlokes. We have the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi. Aglili hakofa biyad hakofa beregel. Says Rabbi Shmuel. I hold you can do it either way. You can do it biyad or beregel, and I'll show you that that's the halacha because I interviewed these two kahanim gedolim, and one said it was biyad, and one said it was beregel, and there was no kpeda. Nobody started throwing esroigim at one of the two, saying, "Ah, you got to do it the other way," because they couldn't see it anyway. But the point is that what the Tosfos Yeshanim is answering is that there was no machloikis at the time of Rabbi Shmuel. The machloikis only concretized later on in later generations when Rabbi Yosi Glili and Rabbi Kiva took stands and positions in this machloikis. But at the time of Rabbi Shmuel, everybody agreed you can do it this way or that way. It doesn't make a difference. Good.
So it didn't make a difference.
And that's why there was no machlokes.
There's no machlokes. The data
I couldn't find it.
First white line, please go and show it to our friend Barry.
Same
Gemara, so I'm surprised.
I couldn't see it.
No, it's a different print.
Different print. Okay, I'm sorry.
Daniel, you also want to walk over and take a look? You rely on them.
I want to see if I found it in my Gemara.
Oh.
Yeah,
there you go. I'll send a picture of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Then you get the full picture of it.
Okay.
The Mizbeach HaPnimi, did we have...
8 lines on the top, yeah.
Did the Mizbeach HaPnimi have Kronos also?
Thank you. In the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it did have four kronos.
So how
many kronos?
Okay, so I understand if you say that the keren of the Mizbeach HaChitzon is one amma by one amma.
Right.
But it was only one amma tall, it wasn't two amma tall.
Right, it was one amma square, cube.
Right.
One amma cube.
Okay. Thank you. I understand. Actually, he gave me your homework. You want this?
No, I wanted to show you that it's yours too. You just have to look for it. See, here. It's coming days.
Okay.
It's about 8 lines from the
top. Let's find it here.
Of course, I'd be delighted to find it there. So when you have...
Find 8 lines on top.
So we have a Mizbeach HaPnimi that has also Karnos.
Right.
Kronos, thank you.
No problem.
That's Kronos.
We're still friends.
Which are small. Obviously, they're small. If it's an Amma, then if you have bows,
right, exactly.
It's very small.
Very small.
Yeah, you
know. I went up to the Amma base.
If the...
It's on the Amma base.
Yeah.
According to the one who says it's like Mizbeach HaChitzon, but it has its own Kronos also.
Right.
I understand if it was just a flat... rectangle too high, one square.
Right.
No, this is just like this carrot.
It's a miniature.
But it echoes the Mizbeach HaChitzon that also has.
Correct.
So now when he's putting the application on the Mizbeach HaPnimi,
yes.
In the case of the HaChitzon, he's putting on the outer edge of the carrot facing out, the most right, Shnayim Shem Arba, etc. In the case of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, where is he putting the blood? He's putting the blood on the edge there, at the top there of the keren, similar like he does on the Mizbeach HaChitzon.
Same.
Okay. I'm inquiring. Okay,
you're doing fine. Okay. But you didn't mean Shnayim Shem Arba.
No,
that's down below, and you're shooting against two corners, two sides of the Mizbeach. By Chattis, you have to go all the way to the top and dab each one of the Nosan on each one of the
four.
And you have to Mechata the Yoyed. You have to go and cool down a little bit. Okay, back to the Gemara. The Gemara Rebbelezer Oyim Mekayim Oymed Omechatei. Now we're going to get a little bit into what Brother Shah was asking about before, the direction up and down. Mamala Lamata Lamata Lamala. Rebbelezer Mekayim Oyim Mechatei. He stood there on the spot and he didn't move and he took his fingers up and down. And this is Rebbelezer. This is like Rebbe Kiva, that he's a kofer biyad, not a kofer berega. So if you want to see some money, who is this Rebbelezer? Dima Rebbe Yehudi. What does he want to be? Because we're going to bring now a brisa where there's a machloket between Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to what Rabbi Lezer really held. The Sanya, we learned the Brayz, the Meir Oimer, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, the Mekoymai Oimer Umachate. Well, that's the same as our mission. That we haven't changed. Ve'alkulan oyenoisim mimalo limata. Chutz mi oise sheba'alach soin shenoisim mimata limalo. Oh, what does the Meir say? I'll leave it in the lesson. On all four, really on three. He started from upwards going in a downwards direction, except for the Allah sign, the one that he had to go at the hypotenuse. He had to stretch out to the other side, not straight ahead, but to the other angle, to an angle. That he does with Mata Lamata. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Rabbi Koimoy Oimer Mechate, same as before. Balkulin Anoy saying, Melmata Lemala, oh, it's from down upwards. Chot Mizu Shoyz Lefan, except for the one standing right in front of him, Mamish. Shinoiz Memal Lemata, Kihechi Dloy Nitzvin, Monek, so that his begotten don't get schmutzig by accidentally some of the blood spilling down his hand into his sleeve and making the big day loven all dirty. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. What did Reb Lezer say in the Mishnah on the fifth line? Reb Lezer, "Mekoyim ayoyim lemechate, balku yinoisim lemata lemala, chutz mizu shoyisel lefonav, shenoisim lemala lemata." Okay, what does it sound like? Exactly like a Yehuda, not like a Meir, because the Meir said fakesh that all of them are mimala lemata. Here, Reb Yehuda said, "No, they're all mimala lemala." There, Reb Meir said, three out of the four are the same. The only one that's different is the Allah, same one. Here, Reb Yehuda says three out of the four are the same, but the only difference is the one that's right in front of him, the one in front. Okay, so you, the words, if you compare the words of the mission, the words of Reb Yehuda Belezer, you see that they're identical. Right, it says in the mission, after we were finished with the four koronos, now the Kohen Gadol will have to be maze al tiroi shel mizbeach, and the Pasuk says he has to go mimaze sheva pot, seven times. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know if you want to see the exact lashon of pasuk here in the Torah or a Sholeim, it's number two. He's the olav min hadam de etzboi sheva pa'amim the tiharoi the kiddushoi mitumas bnei Yisrael. Although the word the tiharoi of course means to matire, go make to purify, our Gemara is borrowing that term to indicate where the sheva zois took place. They took place on the tiharoi shel mizbeach. The question is, that's a very strange term, tiharoi shel mizbeach. What does that mean? With him on my tiaroi, Amar Rabbi Rav Shila, how in the mizbeach? It means halfway down the mizbeach, meaning just like you have the chut hasikra by the mizbeach hachitzoi, which is mavdo between the dama hayoyin and the dama tachtoinim, basically the midway point. Here too, we're talking about on this miniature mizbeach hapnimi, which was only two amis tall. At the one amma line that was halfway down, that's when he should go and sprinkle with his finger the seven times. What does that have to do with tira? Can amma inchi, like people say, tihar tira, rabbi palgid di yoyma. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, just halfway down, it dropped further past halfway down, apalgid the mizbeach, the emtza goyvik salai, halfway the height of the coastal of the wall. So Hartira Targum Shul Tzarayim Shubachatzi Hayoyim. The translation of the word Tzarayim, which means midday, noon, Chatzi Hayoyim, that's Tihara. Ah, so therefore the word Tihara Shul Mizbeach means halfway. Just that, halfway, the sun is halfway over the horizon, midday. Here too, the sprinkling had to be done halfway up the wall, up the side.
So was it on the top or was it on the side?
According to this pshat so far. According to this pshat, halfway, middle of the mizbeach, he didn't go to the top of the mizbeach, he's standing in front of the mizbeach and sprinkling towards the legs halfway. And if they're legs, whatever you understand, the wall, halfway down the wall.
He really get his garment soiled in that case.
Well, you gotta be careful. Kahanim's reasoning. Why do you think the Kohen Gadol was busy 7 days before rehearsing? Meisve! Kishu maza, ainay maza loy al gabi ha'efer, loy al gabi ha'gecholim, ela chuyse gecholim, eilach ve'eilach umaza. When the Kohen Gadol is doing these seven hazois, you should be careful. After all, this mizbeach hapanimi was already used once this morning. What did you use it for? The daily k'tayrus, not for the k'tayrus of Naivah Lefnim, but the daily k'tayrus. And because it was used by the daily k'tayrus, what did the Kohen Gadol have to put on this Mizbeach prior to being makta the k'tayrus? He had to put down the gecholim. And then what did he put on top of the gecholim? The k'tayrus. And what happened to the k'tayrus? Did it stay intact?
It burned up.
And it got into aper, into ash. So therefore, says the Braisa, when the Kohen Gadol is being mazah, he should try to avoid all of the ash and avoid whatever embers of the gecholim of the coals which are still left, avoid those.
To maintain the cleanliness.
Exactly. So now the question is, how are you going to avoid them? You can't go and just say kapitul telum. You could, but what you have to do is elachoyte gecholim eilef eilef umasa. You go and take one of these machtois, these shovels, or these brush, and you brush it to the side, push it to the side, and then you maza where? On the open part of the mizbeach. And therefore, the word tiaroi has nothing to do with the sidewall, because if you're talking about sidewalls, I've never seen Eifer and Gecholim on the sidewalls of the Mizbeach. It's got to be on the top of the Mizbeach, yes. Just like Brother Shai said. And therefore, El Amar Rabba Rishila, the word tiaroi shel Mizbeach means Al Giluya the Mizbeach, where the Mizbeach is empty and revealed. How is it revealed? By the fact that I pushed away the Gecholim and the Eifer. Now I have a Mokum Goloi, a revealed part of the Mizbeach, where there's nothing hindering my sight on the Mizbeach. That's where you should do it, on top of the Mizbeach, like Brother Shai was suggesting a few moments ago. Now, where does the word Tiharo come from? Just like you look up to the heavens and you see them in their full purity. Here too, you look at the top of the Mizbeach and you see in its purity, meaning after you've shoveled away and brushed away the Eifer and Cholim, oh, now I see the beautiful Mizbeach, that's the Tiharoi, that's what you have to do, the Hazois of the seven times. It's good.
Yeah.
So therefore, Tiharoi has another pit. Tanya, Kanani Oimer, Bitzad Svoini Hun Noisen, Abyoisi Oimer, Bitzad Droimi Hun Noisen. Where are you going to go and shovel away and push away the Gecholim and the Eifer and leave the open, empty spot on the Mizbeach? So I would say, that doesn't make a difference. You just push it away wherever you want. No, it makes a big difference. Kanani said you do Bitzad Svoini, and Abyoisi said you do Bitzad Droimi. The mic cannot be Vos de Machlekes. We come back to the famous Machlekes again. Oh, I get more of you, Shekoya. Marsavar Pischa b'Darim Koi, Marsavar Pischa b'Tzofin Koi. One man the Yomah says that the Pesach was on the Darim side, one man the Yomah says the Pesach was on the Tzofin side. Okay, so let's see if that shtip. Reb Yoisi was the one that said in the Mishnah, back on, wasn't it Nun Aleph from the base? I think it was Nun Aleph from the base. Should we take a quick look to see if we have stated it correctly? Oh, so Reb Yoisi was Proiches Achas. So where was that Proiches?
He
was on the northern side.
Right. He's the
northern one.
He's in Union.
And the others that hold it, it's on the southern side. So now if he holds it, it's on the northern side, what does it say over here? Reb Yoisi, Oimer, Bitzadroini, who knows it?
That's what he's pushing it to. He's standing on the northern side, so he's shoveling them
against. Ah, you have to go through the entire avodah and then see what's going on. Okay, so let's talk about the Moshe Reb Yoisi. Reb Yoisi says you go b'tzofin. So let's go back to the braisa that we had. We can even go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you start up Mikeren Mizrachis Tzvoinis. That's Reb Yoisi, right? The Mishnah second line, the unnamed Tanakama, who we discovered is Reb Yoisi Aglili, who, in this matter, agrees with Reb Yoisi. Reb Yoisi is Reb Yoisi Bechalafta, Stam Reb Yoisi Bechalafta. And what are the two Reb Yoisis agree? You start with the Mizrachis Tzvoinis, right? That's fine. You can see the Tzvoinis Marabis. Marabis Dreimis. Dreimis Mizrachis. Where did you end off? You ended off on the Droimis Mizrachis side. That's where you're standing now. According to Tanakama, you did walk around. It wasn't the Kaimai Oimit. So he's now standing on the Droimis Mizrachis. Since he's standing there, we don't want to have Chalisha's Chulcha the Kohen Gadol. Stand there. Don't move. Push away the coals. And then on that spot, that's where you go and do Bitzad Droimis Mizrachis. You do it right over there. And of course, the other man, the Yama, holds Faket. Started off from the Dorim side, you got to the Tzafim side. So therefore, these two are totally consistent with their positions. Rav Yosi that says that you started off betzofin because the entrance and the exit, the Kodesh Kedoshim was betzofin, says that you ended up with your four hazois on the Dorim side, standing on the Dorim side, then do your seven hazois now on the Tiaroi Shel Mizbeach. The other man, the other hope is with seven coin, therefore it's the other way. My timer, where does this all come from? Because it's the same passage that we were quoting before. These are Olam and Adam, that's why Shem Upanen. The Tiaroi, the Kiddushoi, the Tumas Bnei Yisrael, says the Gemara. Mokim Shekidshoi, Shom Tiaroi. What was the Kiddushoi? The Kiddushoi was that the Mechate V'Oyimid, Mechate V'Yoyrid, that's the Ma'al Lamata, Ma'al Lamata, you know, just to make sure he doesn't go and soil his garments. So wherever he was standing, it actually says the Mokim Shekidshoi, the Kanoisov, wherever he's standing now, the final Karen, Shantira Bezoi, that's the same place, he does the Tiroi, the spritzing the seven times on the Tiroi Shamzeh. We're finally leaving now the Heichel and the Ulam, and the Kohen Gadol is coming out, and everybody in the audience is clapping. Oh, Baruch Hashem, the Kohen Gadol has done all of these wonderful avoidas inside, and we're so happy because Baruch has taken all of our tillis, and he's atoned for Klal Yisrael, and everything is going to be great. So what does he do now with the remaining blood in the Mizrach? So we go to number 3, Torah Ora Shalim. V'nasan HaKohim and Adam al Karnas Mizbeach Toiris Hasam Lefnei Hashem Shabu'el Moid. That the initially puts it on the karnois and the hazois. They call them a bar yishboich el yisoid mizbach ha'oil asher pesach oil moid. All the remaining dam, whatever has you haven't used, you already did 43, 47. He's done all of the hazois with the zrikas, al is out. What you do with the shiur dam, not in the mizbeach ha'panimi, you go out to the mizbeach ha'chitzayim and you pour it out on the mizbachu oil. Now the question is, how do I know? And how do I know that it's Yisoid Maravi, just as in the Pasuk, Yisoid Mizbach Olam? Says Yomorah, the Amakra. The Eis Kol Dam Apar, Yishboich, Chinofik Bahu Poga Bereisha. Which one is the first side, the first Yisoid that he comes upon? That's the one directly in front of him. That's the Marav side, right? Because he's coming now out of the Heichel, going down the steps out of the Ulam, going down the steps into the Azara. As soon as he hits the Mizbeach, first part of the Mizbeach he sees is the Yisoid on the Mizbeach on the Choysel Maravi, therefore that's where you should be pointing it out, the Yisoid Maravi. Fine. Our Mishnah continued on. That's in this special case in Yom Kippur. Normally, the Kohen Gadol would go and pour it out on Yisoid Reines. Now remember, the Kohen Gadol, or for that matter, any Kohen, when he's doing the Avodah throughout the year, he walks up the ramp, which is on the Dorim side, walks, of course, to the right, like Rami Bar Yecheskel, goes first to one immediately on the right, which is the Droimus Mizrachis, and then he goes to the Tzvoimus Mizrachis, and then he goes to the Tzvoimus Maravis, and then he goes to the Droimus Maravis, and now he's walking down. Which Yesoid is he closest to, since he's coming down the ramp? The Yisoid Droimi.
The southern Yisoid, southwest, only a little extension there.
Exactly. A little piece of chum, but it's large enough that he's able to go and pour out the Shvicha Shrei. So therefore, our Mishnah distinguished between the Yom Kippur, where it's on Yisoid Maravi, and on the case of a daily, which is Yisoid Droimi.
And where was the Amma that was washing all this away?
Going through the entire Azar.
Remember the two places where they pour the Yayin and the Mayim were also just above
that went down all the way down.
But all the drainage had to be in that area anyway, so it had to be on that side.
I think the Yayin, they had
to clean it out every couple of years.
I don't think that went to the Yama. That went into depths.
It sounds great. Anyway, for purpose of our discussion, there's an Amma exactly where the location is. I don't know.
Okay, there was a stream of water.
There was a stitch that allowed for constant drainage. It's not a rabbi. Yisoid HaMizbeach. This Yisoid HaMizbeach is talking about. Your normal, regular Yisoid HaMizbeach. You'll notice that it's number 4. So we're not talking about Yom Kippur, we're talking in general Yisoid HaMizbeach. Then Yisoid Droimus, like we just said. Maybe Yisoid Droimus, like we find by Yom Kippur. Tamris. Ilam Yerdosim Men HaKemesh Yitziyosim Men HaHechel. We talk, we'll learn one from the other. Now Yitziyosim Men HaHechel B'samach Lai. Why does he pour it on the Maravis? Because that's the one that's closest. Reis Zeh Zeh Yisoy Maravis. Af Yerdosim Men HaKemesh B'samach Lai. Zeh Zeh Dry Yisoy Dry. Yeah, it's good. Tanya Rabbi Yishmol Lai. Rabbi Yishmol and Rabbi Shimon Yechoy disagree with our Mishnah. It's great having you back. Hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. Netishon, I wish you. Tanya Rishwa Loime Zeb is a Yisoid Maravi, both on Yom Kippur and throughout the year, it was always Yisoid Maravi. Reb Shimon Yechoy Oimer, Zeb is a Yisoid Drayim, both in Yom Kippur, throughout the year, always Yisoid Drayim. Pray tomorrow, what's the reason? Bishlam Reb Shmuel Sabar, Ilam Tzashim Lefurish. Reb Shmuel is easy. Just like the Gemara was learning, that why does our Mishnah distinguish between Yisoid Maravi and Yisoid Drayim? Because we learn the Yerida, from the Kevesh, from the Yerida from the Heichal. So, until now, what was that? This is the closest, and that's the closest, B'samach Lai, B'samach Lai. So, the Rishmol, I learn literally one from the other, much, not such a deep understanding, much more superficially. Just like on Yom Kippur, you walk down the steps and you pour it out on the Maravi. Throughout the year, you also pour it out on the Maravi. I learn one from the other, Maravi, Maravi, and finished. I don't. What's his word? That he says both of them are drain. The Pesach is on the Dorim side. Now this Pesach Medorim Koi is not referring to the Kodesh Kedoshim Pesach. We left the Ulam or the Ulam. What we're talking about is the Mizbeach. Where is the Mizbeach standing in the Azara? And we've had this Machloikis often, even here in Sechus Humor, we had it a few times. According to many, the Mizbeach was smack in front of the opening of the Ulam and the Hechel, and in fact, half of the Mizbeach was Lamala from the midway point, and half of it was Lamata, so therefore half of the Mizbeach was Betzofin, and half of it was Bedarim. Others hold that the whole Mizbeach was Bedarim, and others hold that the whole Mizbeach, or a large part of the Mizbeach, was Betzofin, and only the Kevesh was Bedarim. So therefore, if in fact the Mizbeach was Betzofin, so then when the Kohen Gadol leaves the Ulam and walks down the steps, he doesn't see immediately the Yesoid Maravi, he sees the Yesoid Droimi straight ahead. If you put the whole Mizbeach, putting aside the Kevesh, the whole Mizbeach on the left hand side when you're leaving the Ulam, meaning on the Tzofen side of the Azara, so as the Kohen Gadol is walking down, the Mizbeach is totally to his left, except for that one Amma of the small little Yesoid Droimi, which is directly in front of him. He says, oh, that's the Yesoid that I got to go and pour the blood out, because that's right in front of me. That being the case, the Pesach of the Ulam faced the Dorim of the Mizbeach, and therefore that was directly in front of him. So that's the machloik is now between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai. Says the Gemara.
So Rabbi Shmuel, the same.
Zeb is a Yisoy
Yisoy Mufurish.
Yeah, to Rabbi Shmuel, he's Yisoy Yisoy Mufurish. Mufurish is referring to the case of Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur, but there just, how's it Mufurish? It just says Yisoy. It doesn't say Ma'ar.
How is that more Mufurish than before?
Because it
says Yisod on this path. Mufurish in the sense that the Gemara has added to it this in fact Pirush Rashi on the Chumash, and when it says it's in the Mizbeach, it means you're coming down the steps, you're facing it directly, you put Yisod in the Mizbeach, and you're Mavir al Mitzvah, so that's the one right in front of you, that's considered to be Mufurish.
That's only depending where the position of the Mizbeach, as you
say. But until now, the Gemara assumed that the majority opinion was the Mizbeach smack in front.
Okay.
Therefore,
okay.
That's the first one. So that's the more Mufurish, because I know is going down. Now, the Kohen on a regular day, I don't know. So the emphasis of the Gemara, one from the other. But now we have Machloek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So now, the Gemara tells us a story. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Bidibay Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ze Veze Yesoid Droimis. What's going on over here? Even though Rabbi Shmuel himself said Zev Zeh Yisoy Maravi, however, a Tana of the Debate Rabbi Shmuel of the Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel was visiting Bidabay in the Bis Medrash of Rabbi Shim Bar Yochai, and they asked him, please give a shir on this inyan. And what did he say? He said, Zebazay Yisoy Drank. That this is not what Rabbi Shmuel really held, because Rabbi Shmuel held Yisoy Marok. However, in the Bis Medrash of Rabbi Shim Ben Yochai, that's where everybody held Yisoy Drank. So, either to please them or to be. So they shouldn't challenge them, shouldn't challenge him. He jumped over to their side and he said, Zeh v'zeh yisoy drein. He says, Yimor v'simonech, for you to remember this story later on, Mashchu gavri le'gavro, meaning that the debate, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Talmidim in the yeshiva, that's many gavri, they slept over this town of Rabbi Shmuel, who was just one individual. Many schlepped him to their side so that he should paskin like him. Look at the last Rashi on the bottom of the Amud. The Simon, last line. So he did the line Mezebezeh Yisrael Marali. Are you shining? Mashchu Gavri the Gavra. Talmid Reb Shimon. Mashchu as Rabbi Shmuel. Loimar Kedivreyev. They schlepped over at Rabbi Shmuel himself, really, the son of Rabbi Shmuel, that he should go and agree with them. So that's a nice mnemonic, a nice tzitzit. Toises learns it a little bit differently. Who is their Toises? If you look at this long Toises, Mashchul Gavri de Gavra, we're not going to learn the whole Toises. We're going to go down, halfway down the Omud. You'll see where, in the Toises says, Al-Kainira Kemoshe Pirish Rashi. You see that? In the Toises, Al-Kainira Kemoshe Pirish Rashi. It's about halfway down the Omud of the Gemara. You see that, Mendy?
Yep.
Okay, so now skip a line. Miu Hochi Garsinan. Moshu Gavra de Gavra, Pirish, the Pshimon ben Yoichi, Shehuske Shmoi, Vishem Ovid. Pshimon Yechoi, Shimon and Yechoi, that's two people, himself and his father. Moshu Talmid Rabbi Shmoel, Shehuske Shmoi, Vishem Ovid. What was Rabbi Shmoel's father's name? I don't know. It's not brought in the Gemara. So therefore, it's only one. Loimar Kidvar. So that's the Gavri le Gavra, Pshimon ben Yechoi, where two names are mentioned, Shlep over Rabbi Shmoel, where only one name is mentioned. That's a second shot from the Tosfos. Good. Getting back to the Gemara, yeah, it's
but right. The established opinion is the Marabas, not like
established opinion is Marabi, and this is Droid, like it says in our Mishnah.
Right. But here
agreed.
It's trying to tell us
a story. It's a nice story.
Upside down.
Tells us a wonderful story. Throughout the day, you're going to be thinking, who is the Gavri and who is the Gavra? Why is it called Gavri and Gavra? This gives you a way to sharpen your wits and skills and remember the Gemara. They all went and merged in the Omer. Now, the Ikur is the V'chuli, which is usually the case, and the V'chuli goes at the very end of the Mishnah. It went out to Nachal Kidroi, and the Ganonin bought it, and they paid for it for Zeva, for fertilizer. U'mayalim behen. Mayalim behen means that if you didn't pay, you're moyu behen. And we already spoke about when we learned the Mishnah, L'choyer, that's against the famous rule that we're going to talk about that at the end of the other days. At the moment, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabban, I have a machloikis. Me'alin b'domim, divrei Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, I'm sorry, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, chomayim, ein me'alin behem. Now, the dom over here doesn't mean money, the dom over here means the blood. Says the Rav Shimon, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, that a person who takes the blood and he has hanoha from the blood is moyel. There is no din of Me'ila by the blood. Says Yimar. The whole machlok is where the Rabbanan threw on an Isser Me'ila Midraban. There is no such din of Me'ila by the dam. Zero. Gunish. Now what's the nafkimina whether it's Midraban or Midraban? That's one nafkimina. Interestingly, Rashi doesn't bring that nafkimina. Rashi brings another nafkimina whether you have to be moisa for choymish. Because every time the person is moil midyaraisa, you have to pay back the keren, that you were moil. You have to be moisa for choymish, and you have to bring a carbon asham ilis. But Rashi probably didn't want to burden us with too much. He knows it's already late in the daf. So he says, El midrabon is a Rashi, man the omer me al midrabon ka omer, bishan keren. Midrash, you have to be moisav choymish, but midrabon you don't have to do that, and you also don't have to bring an asham ilus. Fine. Minuanimili, how do we know that when it comes to the dam that there is no din of meila minha toira? Now, although our mishnah is talking about post the whole carbon has been done, we've already spritzed the blood, all 43, all 47, 48, shvicha shirayim, it's now in the Amma, you're finished with a mitzvah, totally bakal mikolka. This machlekes Gemara, however, is talking about even before the zrikas adam, when you're mekabel the dam, is there a din of me'ilah? Says the Gemara, no. Why not? This is kodshim. There should be a din of me'ilah. No, I mean me'ili, omer ula, omakra, lachem shalachem yehe. So Rabbi Shmuel Tana, lachaper, lachapar, nesavte, v'leila me'ilah. Rechen omar, omakra, who? Lefnei kapar, lekele achle kapar. These three mandi omrim, ula, dvei Reb Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan, are all quoting from the same pasuk. If you look in Torah Ora Shalei, ki anevesh habaser badam hi, banina satu lechem alamizbeach lechapal anoshechem ki adam hu, banefesh yechaper. Now it says banina satu lechem. What's the lechem? The blood belongs to me. It belongs to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It belongs to the mizbeach. The satu lechem, no din of me. The purpose of the blood is lechaper al nafshisechem. It has only one exclusive purpose for kapara, not for hilchas meila. Ki adam hu, who is b'havyoso yehei, it's going to remain at all times in the same halacha, the same sphere of halacha, which is no meila at any time, either before or after. So getting back to our Gemara once again, you know what I mean? How do we know there's no din of me'ilah in Atayr? Amar ulam akra. It says in the pasuk lechem shalechem yehei. It's yours. In which respect is it yours? That if you had anah from it, no din of me'ilah. Din of Shimon Tana. It says lechaper. Lechaper nesatir v'loyim me'ilah. Exclusive purpose is only to mechaper, to atone, not for hilchas me'ilah. You want hilchas me'ilah? Talk about the aymerin, talk about the basar, not about the dam. Rabbi Yechon Omar, amakra hu. Who the thing kapara kala achik kapara? Mangi achik kapara ain't by meila. Just like after kapara is no din of meila. After the kapara ain't by meila, no din of meila. Feiti mara. According to Yochanan, the ain't by achik kapara killeth me kapara. Seif akert. Bav yosa yehaya remains always intact, the same status that la achik kapara the thing kapara. Mal the thing kapara yesh by meila by kachim. Right. This is kachim kavoya you're putting on the mizbeach. Is it din of meila? After the kapara is all the yesh by meila. Said Yimar, that cannot be because in the Chodovish Nasim Mitzvasai, Umay Alan Boy, we never find the case of Chodovish Nasim Mitzvasai where there's a din of Me'ila, and therefore, just like post doing the mitzvah, there's no din of Me'ila, pre doing the mitzvah, no din of Me'ila. So, therefore, three way machloik is how we learn Pshat.
So, why do we say by Basar then? By Basar, Kachim, there is only by Dam because it's Basar, because it's a Basar?
We're talking on Gemara only the Gavi the Dam. Can nefesh or basar, but dam he dam has these three qualities or three drushes, lechem, lechaper, as well as the hu. So now, what does it come out? It comes out that min ha-toira, not only is there no din of me'ilah post doing the mitzvah, there's no din of me'ilah even before you've done the mitzvah because of these three. But our mishnah says that there is a din of me'ilah. That din of me'ilah is only ali b'deh Ramei of Reb Shimon that holds the din of me'ilah b'damim, and this me'ilah b'damim is only post once the mitzvah is finished. Which is a little bit ironic. Before you do the mitzvah, kuli ava moida, no din of me'ilah, not min ha-toira, not midrabanan. Post doing the mitzvah, there is a din of me'ilah, midrabanan, according to your mayor, Reb Shimon.
Well, who didn't get the blood before the mitzvah is done? It's in the possession of the Kohanim, so
right.
What the Kohanim going to do and take it to a garden in the Azara and water it? I mean, it's in the rishus of the Kohanim.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's, I mean, it's before the avoda is done, there's no access to it. It's only after it leaves the precincts of the Beis HaMikdash.
You're saying on a mechanical, practical basis, level.
Right, there's no basis.
We're talking about the theoretical level.
Okay.
If a Ganon came in and stole some of that
from
blood.
The hands of the coin.
From the hands of the coin. And you rushed
it,
out.
Snatched it.
Would he be
poured it on his flowers.
He'd be over on perhaps on Gneva. But he wouldn't be over on the din of Me'ilah because there's no din of Me'ilah pre the carbon. Which is ironic because it turns out that it's more chomer post finishing off the Zrika than it is pre. So if you're saying, that doesn't sound right, it can't be, how could that be? So in fact, just conveniently having Maseches Me'ilah with me, on Daf Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Maseches Me'ilah, Reb Shimon, oh that's our Reb Shimon Omer, Hadam Kal Batchila V'Chomor B'Sofo. What does that mean? Dam B'Tchila Soi, Ein Mayalin. Yatzel Nachal Kidrain, Mayalin boy. What's the reason why they instituted a Gzeira post going out to Nachal Kidrain? They didn't institute a Gzeira Bitchilasai, says Rashi. Fishain Goizun Gzeiras Bamigdosh. That's the famous din of Ein Shmus Bamigdosh. So if we want to make new Gzeiras, we minimize Gzeiras Bamigdosh. Inside the base of Migdosh, no Gzeiras. Post base of Migdosh. Once it's ready out in the Nachal Kidrain, then they made a Gzeira. Okay, maybe we continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.
There is no island, though.